One, two, three, four. I used to be firm and shiny and round until a new mode for me was found. They squished me and poured me into a pail and decided to call me a tomato cocktail. Now people slurp me through a straw instead of nibbling at me like before. Mix me with vodka and call me Bloody Mary. Mix me with hot sauce and I get pretty scary. But I still use my maiden name, cause when it comes right down to it, I'm still the same. So if you want me for some salivating flavor, just ask the waiter for the little tomato.
The following is a rebroadcast of a show originally aired on WFMU and edited for rebroadcast on Wavefarm's WGXC 90.7 FM, Creative Community Radio in New York's Upper Hudson Valley, streaming online at wavefarm.org/listen.
never mind, navigate, never, nether, neither, another, Hanover, hangover, hamburger, Salinger, sans serif, sensitive, silicone, silly, sorry, Siri, series, query, queasy, queen bee, dweeby, tweed, two, torn, twain, twang, tongue, ton, turn, tune, tuna, turner, sultana, santana, sonata, synopsis, sonographer, pseudo, sumo, tsunami, sooner or later, letter, latter, ladder, latte, Dante, dainty, deity, fidelity, quality, guillotine, canteen, canto, chemo, kilo, Cairo, kimono, Komodo, Cambodia, cholera, color, killer, killer, collar, caller, corner, corner, fauna, former, fallout, follow, fellow, philo, velo, value, volley, vernissage, version, immersion, mention, mentor, mirror, mirage, marriage, Moybridge, Cambridge, cabbage, carriage, barbiturate, perpetuate, passionate, portion, torsion, tashin, dachshund, dashing, dishes, addition, adidas, adonis, astonish, addition, dishes, addition, dishes, addition, addition, dishes, addition, dashing, dishes, addition, adidas, adonis, dashing, dishes, addition, adidas, adonis, dashing, dishes, addition, 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 dashing, dishes, addition, adidas, adonis, astonish, assonant, estimate, oscillate, escalator, Eskimo, Pablo Escobar, eczema, escargot, indigo, InDesign, indicate, allocate, a la carte, elegant, elegy, effigy, everything, evening, seething, teething, breathing, indicate, birthing, allocate, bathing, boring, elegant, burning, elegy, burgeoning, effigy, purging, everything, Peugeot, persuade, per se, poesy, policy, puzzling, passenger, prisoner, Priscilla, precision, procession, position, Poseidon, besides, bedside table, double, durable, Duracell, dorsal, microximist, basilisk, basilicum, telecom, tolerant, tamarind, tambourine, labyrinth, literate, literally, latterly, lately, lightly, lastly, westerly, vasily, motherly, fuzzily, wuthering heights, fights, kites, bites, bias, pirates, pilots, pillows, pillock, pillage, pollen, palin, war in, fallen, villain, forward, foreign, ferret, carrot, carry it, chariot, carrion, carry on, coronary, commissary, cassowary, culinary, colonize, cologne, stallone, standalone, billionaire, billionaire, bill of rights, Bill O'Reilly, Bailey, Bayleaf, payload, bailout, Bioka, Buick, Bugle, Fugle, Fertile, Myrtle, Mingle, Single, Shingles, Jingle, Chuckle, Jungle, Jugular, Yamaka, Yamaha, Yemen, Jarman, Jarmusch, Yahoo, Arahu, with whom, withhold, wherewithal, werewolf, wearable, warble, marble, durable, durable, argyle, ogle, google, goggles, foggy, farrakee, parakeet, park, perk, puck, peck, prick, bricolage, fickle, thicken, thicken, thorough, Foucault, Forgo, Fargo, Fopa, Fatwa.
Naturally, double,
sound, durable, serious, faithful, feel naturally, Pablo Escobar, astonish, assonant, estimate, oscillate, escalator, Eskimo, Pablo Escobar.
I'm being followed. Eskimo. I'm pursued Escargo. By something.
I could feel that there was somebody behind.
I was running and I was being chased. I'm running
Indicate.
Down the street, into a house, through the
Allocate.
House,
down the stairs,
out
Allocate.
The back.
Faster and faster.
And I ran for all I was worth. My clothes were dragging me back.
Everything.
I was running away.
So
I was running.
And I ran.
So I run along the corridor and I run up the stairs. And I keep running up these stairs and round the corner. I sometimes run down the stairs into the corridor. And I keep running and running and running.
My legs wouldn't go quick enough. I couldn't get my breath to call out.
Where is he?
I was running away.
Husband.
I was running very, very fast. Somehow I couldn't stop running. I was running.
Session.
Over the position. I was running away.
As I ran faster, I seemed to battle against it even more.
Bulletin.
My clothes were dragging me back.
Petri dish.
My clothes were dragging
Basilist.
Me back.
I was running
Basilist.
Very, very fast.
Basilicum.
Somehow I
Telecom.
Couldn't stop running.
Tolerant. Tamarind.
I was running
Tamarind.
Away.
My legs wouldn't go quick
Labyrinth.
Enough.
And I ran up the stairs.
Literate.
The stairs are
Literate.
Wide and stone.
Latin.
They're normative stairs. And institutional stairs.
Lastly.
And I keep running up these
Westerly.
Stairs and round the corner.
Westerly.
I can't go right to the top.
Lovely.
I just hide around the second corner.
Fizzly.
And hoping no one will
Weathering
see me. And if I hear somebody,
Fights.
I sometimes run
Fights.
Down the stairs into the
Bites.
Corridor.
Bias.
And all the time, I'm terrible fear that I'm only in my white liberty body.
Balloons.
Only in my liberty body.
Village.
I've been followed.
Haven.
Pursued by something.
Wall in. Fallen. Villain.
I'm Vallen. Never quite sure what it is.
Woman. Running.
This feeling of running down a staircase.
Windows. Holidays.
I can still see the staircase. Very
Holiday.
White staircase in an old Holiday. House.
Kerosene.
Big carved banisters.
Kerosene.
They go down
Jensen.
In short flights.
Jenny.
At the end of each flight,
Johnny.
There's a large stained glass window. I run
Gelati.
Down the stairs faster
Gelati.
And faster.
something which is following gets nearer and nearer, and I don't know what it is, but I'm feeling that it's something which is about to envelop me in some way. It's just this feeling of being followed into the tube. I'm running down a corridor. I'm being followed. I'm pursued by something.
I could feel there was something behind.
Or stretching into the distance, the perspective of it, just fading into absolute nothingness.
I was running very, very fast. Somehow I couldn't stop running. So I came to the edge of a great big cliff, and just as I was getting to the edge of the cliff, and just as I was getting to the edge of the cliff,
I couldn't get my breath to call out.
Merciful.
I went up, right up to the top, over the other side, and hung on to the cliff.
I could feel that there was somebody behind.
It was some form of beast. It was some form of great ape, and it was loping along, and it was making a noise, an uncanny noise. And my clothes were dragging me back, as if I'd been in the water, and my clothes were... Started off by floating, held up by my garments which had already held me back. Somehow I started to accelerate, gather speed, and I accelerated more and more and more. My head was down, I was speeding downwards into some great pit. Accelerating all the time and increasing in speed, tumbling and falling, no more floating at all, just tumbling and falling and accelerating all the time, faster and faster. I felt as if I was falling forever.
Not quickly. But I am definitely going down, down, down. I know that nothing can stop me. I try sometimes to think in myself, well, this is lovely, you should be enjoying this, but I'm so panic-stricken. I know this is the end, and I've finished. I'm just sinking into this great black void. I see no clouds at all.
Colonize, cologne, stunner, stand alone, brilliore,
I was falling through this water. It was all around me, this water. I didn't like it. I was falling, I got my legs in the air and my hands out. It was all around me, this water. I didn't like it. I got my legs in the air and my hands out and my arms outstretched, and suddenly all this water became full of other people and other things, all falling, full of other people and other things, all falling, and chairs and tables and things like this. And all these people were all floating downwards through this water, all going downwards the same as I was. People like me with their arms outstretched and their legs, all going downwards the same as I was, and chairs and tables and things like this. And all these people were all floating downwards through this water. People like me with their arms outstretched and their legs. And I put my arms up and tried to catch hold of them. And I tried to catch hold of them.
All I can remember is
falling into the water, which was very dark, very deep. All floating downwards through this water, all going downwards the same as I was.
Accelerating all the time, faster and faster. Accelerating all the time and increasing in speed. And speeding downwards.
Sinking. sinking into this great black void.
Breathing down into a chasm. Breathing down into a sort of great big hole. Standing on an embankment. I'm very high up. I'm looking down on a landscape. On a vast landscape. It's all dry. It's a scene that one would never see or never has seen in one's life.
It looks like the moon because it's all dried up. It's a very funny red. It's like the moon. It was the atmosphere.
saw her somewhere that was so high, so very fresh, a freshness that I've never felt before. It seemed to have been a foreign country.
And in the distance, a black cliff. A big, towering black cliff.
The scene is always sort of rather grey and dark. And then the sun began to come up over the mountain. So the sun began to rise. And instead of being mist and fog, there was the most glorious sunshine and a beautiful sea.
And I saw this very deep blue sky. And these beautiful white clouds, they weren't rain clouds. Beautiful white clouds were mounting, mounting, mounting. And that was the whole scenery.
Yes, yeah, the scene that one could never see or never had seen in one's life.
I can remember
great big blue feeling. Clouds, blue sky and clouds.
I went over lots of fields to the things I seem to remember. Lots of fields to the things.
And there was a very deep blue sea. I could hear this voice. This woman singing. I couldn't hear what she was singing, it was a foreign voice. But her words were clear, although I couldn't speak the language that she was singing. Her words were clear. I knew that I was somewhere foreign. Seemed to be in a foreign country.
It looks like the moon because it's all dried up. It's a very funny red.
Getting hazier and hazier.
It's the colour of earth, but the red is kind of a terracotta red. The whole of this landscape, the whole of this surface of the land is broken up and dried up like a riverbed, as though it's made of clay. All of it is cracked. It's just like the moon. It's all dried up and cracked into hundreds and thousands of cracks and holes. It's like the moon. It's red. The whole of the surface of this land is red. The colour of clay, I suppose. Yes, it's the colour of clay, and it's all broken and cracked. Dried the whole of this surface. It's just like the moon. And in the distance, a black cliff. A big, towering black cliff.
And I looked into the distance. And as I looked, so the sun began to rise. Began to come up over the mountain. Glorious sunshine. And I looked into the distance.
And I could hear this voice, this woman singing.
You're listening to Radio Ravioli. We've been playing Delia Derbyshire's Dreams sequence from 1964. Along with other things floating in and out, we also had Henry Anderson's Stanzas or the Law of the Good Neighbor, a long, repetitive, but very soothing and meditative spoken word piece by that's been floating around here. We've had different things floating in and out of the background. One of them is a record inspired by sounds of a nearby aquarium. That album's called Buy Corals Online by Robeck and Valentin. Ravioli for myself last evening, fresh ravioli. I'm trying to perfect my dough. It's much better. I think it's improving. I've gotten my pasta maker to work. It's thin. It's soft. It's not chewy. Boiled that ravioli in salt water last evening. It's supposed to be very, very salty water because the dough itself does not have much salt in it. And I started thinking about how I soak my salt, my feet in salt water as well. Like, you know, those healing bath salts. Salt is apparently, it has a lot of really unique properties. It releases food molecules into the air, which, you know, enhance the taste of the food, as well as give off aroma, which also enhances the taste. It's conductive. Electricity can flow through it. You can actually make like squishy electronics by just putting a ton of salt in them, in some type of dough or something, and sticking a battery pack and an LED or something basic like that. That's what's on my mind these days. I've been talking to everybody about it. February's the weirdest month. This month just flies by. I feel like I was so surprised it was February, and now it's
just zooming by.
Julia doesn't bathe enough. Suffering smells.